Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 we are back again, everybody, for another installment of No Filter Radio with Battle Rap Pam and Gina. I am one half of the duo. I am Jaquise J. I am formerly known or amongst a few people known as Gina. I am waiting for all that she is. We're going to put her on. I do have my other half, Nico Nicole. That's my Pam on the line. Nico, please talk to the good people. Yes, we're back. I think the week thing is like we be going 7 days. That's so long. I think they need us more than that, man. I think
they're gonna get sick of us if they have us on all the time.
But the thing, not all the time, but I'm thinking like maybe twice a week. We might have to see. Somebody had messaged me the other day because they know like we had kind of took a hiatus and they fear we might take another one because you know what I'm saying, recent events
take
or whatever.
Take another hiatus.
Yeah, we're not going nowhere, though, but somebody is fearful of that.
Somebody tell somebody else that we staying.
We ain't going nowhere. But somebody is still, they were fearful. They were like, we need y'all. Y'all are two pretty females that actually know what the fuck y'all talking about. So kudos to us. I give us a round of applause. It's not too
and
many females.
And a pat on the damn back.
Hey, already.
All right.
I'm getting like 6 messages back to back. Anyway, so we are on live this week. I gave it a different name. I said give it that is a dead kick. The reigning like consensus is like a back and forth thing. The thing right now I think is battle rap dying? Is it dead? Or it has it lost its spark? Because a lot of people have said it. I've seen a few battle rappers, even new and old, either saying it's dying or they say it's not fun anymore. Then I have the other side of things. That say it's not dead for the new people that's coming in. It's dead. Maybe it's a personal deceased thing going on. I don't know. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to recap a few battles that we have seen, and we're also going to do a prediction for RBE's, which is Red Breed Entertainment's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which happens July, which is in 2 weeks.
Everything is happening July 9th, though.
Yeah, I see that. I see I got a lot of stuff happening out on the East Coast in regards to battle rap and hip-hop in general. You say what?
We are so congested. We are just – and this just segues into why battle rap is just dead.
You think it's dying. So you are one of those who do feel like it's dying then.
I don't want to say it's,
you know what, part of me feel like it is, but it could be just, part of me feel like.
No, it is, it's dying.
The love for me personally is dying, but I don't want to give it its entire thing, saying as though it's like the purest and the coldest form of like, it's like.
If your love for it is dying, it's dying for a reason. It's not dying.
I'm gonna say this because I clung to battle rap in a very turbulent time in my life. So I don't know if it's maybe I've just grown past that storm and I don't necessarily need it as much, or so I don't love it as much, or it really has lost its spark. I think that the people, somebody said that. The parties involved. It's a lot of selfish people involved. I think that it's these old head niggas that feel like they above the culture now and they in it for a check for real, so they really half-ass doing it. It's like the teacher that comes and literally just puts the TV in front of you. You're not learning shit. Nothing is exciting. Nothing stirs you up and piques your interest in class. They literally just put a movie in front of you every day type shit. Like, they don't give a fuck about their job no more. They established their team.
They're just doing it.
And they're part of the union, so they already know they're getting their check and their vacation and their benefits. So that, it kind of works that way for some of the old niggas. But then I've seen some new niggas, like I think Fettuccine went live, he said that it's not fun no more. But then I seen Av make a post, and he was like, let me go and quote, because I don't want to quote him wrong. I would like to quote Av correctly, because Av is the homie.
What
and
did
I,
Av
I wanna,
say?
Okay, because Verb made a Twitter, of course, you know, Verb is, you know what I'm saying, he's socially active as far as social media goes, and he said battle rap is dying. And then I'm
Verb
not sure
fuck around and be
after
the reason why battle rap dying. Like, he might want to shut the fuck up. Just saying.
Shut up, stupid. I'm trying to find a damn thing. Somebody
he fuck around and have a helping hand.
They promoting because somebody else got a blog talk tonight. Let me see, who is this? Who is this? High Standards Radio?
Never heard of it. Keep banging.
I've never.
never
I've
heard
never
of
heard.
Y'all. Keep banging.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this blog talk. They don't promote my way because I ain't never seen them.
Keep banging.
And some bald head niggas. I don't know. I ain't never seen these niggas. They some old gruffy ass niggas. Anyway, I'm going to Ike State because it was on Ike State. Shout out to the World Report. Shout out to Ikey. That's our back. He's the man around the scene for Pam and Gina, man. So, let me just go off the top of my head. I think he said something like, battle rap isn't dying. It's just dying for, if you feel like that, then you need to move around and basically get out the way so the new niggas can come in or whatever. It's the gist of it. Hell. Okay, there you go. I found it. Message to every battle rapper, vet, rookie, top tier, mid tier, pray for tier, who thinks battle rap is dead, dying, or whatever. Get the fuck out the way, then. Nobody is forcing you to be in the shit. If you don't want to be in it, I think you need to go. But the thing is, the people that's just dead weight, that's hanging around based off of name, clout, or whatever the hell they have established, again, they think they've established their tenure, and they don't have to respect the fans nor the culture. They just know, like, I'm a name, I do this, and that's just the gist of it. Unfortunately, that will kill battle rap.
What's going to kill battle
rap? But a lot of stuff is being watered down, I think, everywhere, though, across the board, like, because we in, like, such a hypersensitive generation. Everything is money-driven. And then it's built to, like, control in some type of sense. And everybody's trying to monopolize a situation. And it's about 50,000 leagues in fucking New York alone. I don't know how the hell y'all – I don't know how y'all do it. I'm going to say that.
What did you say was being watered down?
I think everything from sports to fucking battle rap. Like, I think a lot of stuff is being watered down because it's oversaturated is what it is because it's too much going on. But then – the old niggas that feel like it's dead, if they feel like it's dying, I don't know why they just don't sit the fuck down then.
Seriously, it's that simple. It's
no,
really
for real. Like, if you really feel like it's, I mean, no diss to Verb, because I love Verb for what he did. And he definitely put on for the Midwest when he first hit the scene. He hit that motherfucker floor running, and shout out to him. But if you honestly feel like it's dead, and this is anybody that feels hit the same way Verb does, and this is quite honest, then take a back seat. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you feel like you are the savior, but let us miss you then. Go away. Like, just take a break. Let's see if it can stay afloat without you and you give new niggas a better chance to shine.
I don't want to say that it's dying per se, but when you have Smack coming out with a card like Unfinished Business, where it's a bunch of niggas that battled each other already, battling again, or when you have a car where it's just a bunch of two-on-twos, it's just like, can we, it's like there's no run, it's like there's nothing new, it's nothing fresh, it's nothing, like, renovating, like, it's just the same old shit being recycled and being packaged differently. That's all it is. Same shit,
well, how
recycled, packaged differently. Why the fuck am I seeing a battle happen again that I saw 4 years ago? Why? Why do I want to see it again? Just curious.
Why don't even know how you would
new. Why ain't I seeing new fresh people on these cards? Why?
Because the old niggas won't move.
I think unfinished business wasn't bad, but I just don't like the whole repetitive thing. I don't think the 2-on-2 was dumb. I don't, but I do think that when you can't come up with anything else, you just have to, like, the fact that you have to do an entire card of 2-on-2s, I think that's super corny, because that just says that you couldn't think of anything else to come up with. You can't think of any new names to draw out of your hat and put together. Like, Clips vs. Shotgun Shook is the weirdest match I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Clips vs. Shotgun Shook is just the oddest matchup ever.
I can agree with that.
A whole entire card of this niggas is 2-on-2, a whole night. What 2-on-2 already takes the wind out of me? So, like, 8 of them, I'm just like, listen, bro, I'm sick of this shit. Like, I see one more fucking duet, I'm going to lose my damn mind.
Don't call it. Don't you dare.
I see one more duet.
Don't you dare call it a duet, you damn heifer.
I see one more fucking duet, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. But, like, I said there aren't too many selfish people in it. And Fetty said something on his live the other day. He said that people don't give a fuck about the battle rappers anymore, which is really profound. Like, because at the end of the day, they don't really, at the end of the day, we are there for one reason, and it's to see the rappers, right? That's the whole reason why we're here. We're here to see them rap, okay? But everybody is in it for the money, and everybody's in it to be known and get exposure. So no matter how dumb they look or what they got to do, if they're going to get some money and if they're going to get some exposure from it, they're going to fucking do it. And that's sad. That's why shit's just not how it used to be. Everybody's selfish. Everybody wants it for money. And it ain't about the rap no more. It ain't about just for the love of the fucking sport.
No, but, I mean, you got to eat. I'm not upset for people for, you know, saying accents for the cash, but that shouldn't be your sole purpose. Like,
but
that be
their sole purpose. Their sole purpose be to earn a dollar. It don't be, I want to do this, I want to start from the ground up, make my way up, have niggas know me, fuck with me, like my shit, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I want some money.
Well,
I ain't going to tell you, it was a nigga that hadn't battled in a while, and he's one of what you would call a quote-unquote old nigga. Hadn't battled in a while, and his asking price, or like whatever price he quoted niggas, was fucking astronomical. Like, I don't even think Smack would pay you this shit. Like, seriously, what are you smoking? Like, I'm
because people like to write on their name opposed to their body of work. So I want people to be very mindful of this. I granted some of you vets have put in work. Okay, whatever. But that was like 4 years ago. Battle rap changes so fast. 6 months is a long time to not be heard somewhere, unless you put on like such a classic it can last for you. But mindful, let's be mindful. What people was anticipating, like for them big old battles, I ain't heard nobody talk about Clips and Bucks in months since the shit happened.
You ain't hear nobody talk about who?
Clips and Bucks. Like, I haven't heard that battle even halfway discussed, is what I'm saying. So if you don't,
that, to go fuck it up.
I'm not saying you have to be. I'm not saying be ever present like DNA, because DNA every goddamn, you never not gonna see him. But I'm saying you have to be at some point or another visible and active. So whoever the hell you talking about, you don't have to drop no names, of course. Whoever this old head is acting for these outlandish amounts of cash in order to come and do something. Sit your ass down. I'm telling people all the time, sit the fuck down. Like, because you shouldn't be fan. Well, Tony said that fans are getting robbed of the best battles over money. This is their way of eating. Sometimes I can't. You know what I'm saying? No food out of nobody.
No. That's bullshit. If this is your only, that's why I got a call flag on the motherfucking plate. If this right here is your only option of eating, you gotta quit this shit. You gotta do something else. Battle rap should not be your only way of eating. That's crazy. You got to quit and do something else because niggas will tell you. Niggas will tell you. Plenty of times they done battle, they ain't get a penny yet, a dime, and they putting in work. So if you in it so you can get fed and get food and eat and get money, quit now. Quit fucking now. Quit while you ahead. Don't be in the shit
who
you need to get paid.
Okay. Aside from being like a fan, and I want to see the classics, and I would love for my ass to not be driven. Who really wants to rap? Who really want to rap and not make money? Now, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna recant that really fast. Because I'm a writer, so I don't write my poetry to get money nor recognition from people either. I don't need the clout. I don't need the anything. I write because I love to write. I write because I put out good shit. I decide to speak because I just like to speak. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I like to do. That drives me. I don't need, if you're doing it for money, then it's not really your passion, I don't think. I think that you honestly.
If you're doing it for money, it's not your passion.
This is what Tony said, and shout out to Tony and Unbiased. He is the light-skinned Mr. Man over here. He said, battle rap was never meant to be a career. This is how the art is dying. This is, you know what it is? They putting too many eggs in one fucking basket. That's what's happening. And anybody that know, like, if you hear all the rich, the successful, very lucrative business owners and people and entrepreneurs, they say a million honestly has more than one hustle. You never going to just have one hustle and be successful. It's not going to happen like that. So some of these smaller leagues are taking battles I would have rather seen on a bigger platform. Keitha, I hear you. I want to know why someone would say that. Why do you think that a better, like, the battles that you have seen on a bigger platform would benefit better? This is when the fans need to know that you need to spread what you view then. This means that you need to give everybody some love. And I don't, then they're taking advantage of the smaller leagues then. Because I'm not going to pay, if the big league not going to pay you this amount to battle this person, why the hell am you going to
because
use
of the name,
me?
You just said it. People using their name.
That's fucked. That's wrong. This is 2016. This is 2016, and people are ass backwards. So, it ain't too many good people left in the world. So, unfortunately, it's just
like
unfortunate.
If you in this because you want to get paid, it's not your passion, and that's okay. If battle rap's not your passion, that's cool. That's fine. But don't be in this to get money. That's dumb.
Don't ruin it for other people.
You ruin it for everybody else. You in it, because that's. That means you're being led by selfishness because you, at the end of the day, you only out for self-gain. You only out to get money. You don't give a fuck who you got to fuck over to do that. Anything that you are passionate about, you're going to do it because you love to do it. Because you wake up and you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're getting paid a dollar or a million, you love doing it. Period. I'm not saying that if it's your passion, you should just settle and not get paid and just not take no money. Be realistic with these asking prices, though. Like, let's come on. Be realistic. Niggas be wanting money like that, but then you can't bring that type of crowd out. You ever see nowadays when people is battling, they want to bring, like, 30 niggas and then let 30 niggas in free. Like, I'm confused. Are you trying to help niggas get their money back or no? I don't know.
It's really hard to say what we didn't have this conversation. I think we didn't ran this topic probably 3 or 4 times, and I don't think we've ever come to like a general like bottom line as far as what solution would be if that
there
rest is really dying. I think I'm with Ab. I think that for the people that feel like it's dying, then move out the way. Not the fans, but talking about the battle rappers, like if you feel like it is dying, then if you're a part of it, you probably are a part of the problem. So how do you feel acting or aiding with solutions, then you are a part of the problem, man.
Agreed.
You might need to remove yourself.
This is true, definitely. Or take a step back and figure out what it is that you don't like and figure out what it is that's not going right for you. Just take a step back. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just being in it and talking about it, going, it's whack, it's boring, it's this, it's that, it's that. I want to take some calls because for some reason, our lines just lit up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lit the fuck up. I should have lit up. Yeah. So I'm going to take the first call. 410-842, you are on live with Pam and Gino. Do you like to
Yo.
Hear that?
Yo.
What's up?
Who's this?
Hey, Nipsey.
What's up?
We put you on too early.
This is Ryan. We put you on first today, you know, because we felt so bad about last week and shit, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know
I didn't come
we
on
know
the phone,
you.
Baby.
All right. So
I was listening. I wasn't trying to get on the phone, though.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
Oh, fuck you then. Oh, right, never mind. Anyway.
You pressed
anyway.
One, silly Billy.
All right, look, so I feel like with battle rap, the biggest problem I feel like it started, where it started getting dry, is probably where it started in Gnome 3. And the reason I said that is because, like, at Gnome 3, all the matchups, I think, except for Magic, all the matchups had, like, the very, very top-tier people, right? And it, although it was, like, Night of Man events, like, you got all the top people in there, it was, like, before that, you had cards where it was just, like, Gnome 1, Tay-Rock versus O-Red. You had Miles versus Suge. You had matchups that people wanted to see, and then you had a real top tier at the top, like a Hollow One Goods and something like that. Same thing with Gnome 2, but when it came to Gnome 3, most of those battles were pretty bad, but it's just like then Smack started getting in the habit of doing all these cards where it's just like nothing but the top people, nothing but the top people. And you're thinking about a card that's like six or seven matchups of nothing but top people, right? Those same six or seven people, I mean seven matchups, could be used to anchor a card and have new talent or mid-tier talent under that. So it's like, let's say you had Gnome 3 main event with like Hollow and Surf. Let's say you have Hollow and Surf, and then you had the same lineup that they had at Born Legacy under them. That's a fire card, but it's not all the top-tier matchups aren't gone. Right now, we're running into a problem where it's like where it's unable to find a card that's attractive to us because now we're spoiled. Now we've had Gnome 3. We've had SM3. We've had Gnome 4, SM4. All these cards were just like, you have all these top 10 matchups. Now it's just like, we're at SM6. We have no idea what the card could be because everybody's battle everybody. So you don't have any top matchups to anchor cards so new talent can develop. You don't have any time for a new talent to come in and get it. So it's like now all the lower tier rappers and rookies are stuck down there because
they don't know where to go.
Right. URL don't trust them to bring them up to the top yet. And they're trying to do that with the Born Legacy, but they've wasted so many top tier matchups with this whole thing. Now you get reaching.
I don't think that necessarily was wasted. I think that they might have piled it on too thick. It should have been like hints here and there, and it could have kind of spread it out. But I guess you don't want to miss the momentum or, like, the excitement around a certain matchup. So you kind of got to bite when it's there. Like, battle rap is very temperamental. So if the need for the battle is right there, you got to get it within 6 months, no later than that. So they can't spread it out.
Go ahead. It's been, like, 2 years. And people are still asking for Suge and Hitman. People are still asking for Hollow and Mook.
But
if it does happen, people still want to see it. But you see what I'm saying? Like it's still out there. Even though people really might not want to see it, there are a lot of people who really want to see that matchup, and they'll come see that matchup and everybody that's on that card.
But that particular battle, everybody understands that it's certain politics between, I want to say, Holla and Smack right now that probably will not allow that to happen. And Suge is not willing to. He's been presented with it twice, I believe. He was presented with it on Guerrilla Warfare. He was also presented with it to go to St. Louis to do it as well. Suge's not liking the numbers, I'm assuming. I don't know what the hell. It seems like the holdup is on Suge's end, where he's not in favor of whatever numbers they're giving him. I'm not sure. I can see if we can talk to him one day or another, because I'm not understanding what's stopping him from actually doing
that. No, I'm scared
of
Suge. I'll pass. I'll let somebody else ask that nigga.
You
know, I like somebody taller than me.
I don't know what the fuck. Somebody with bigger pants, because I seen him. He had on some knickerbockers.
Somebody that's taller, because he's got breath.
He had on knickerbockers. I seen him. And my nigga Suge, he's like 6'7" with some knickerbockers on, bro. Like my grandma.
Yeah, I'm straight. I don't like you shit. I'm good.
No, let me stop. Let me be nice. All right, fine.
Nigga, I don't even want to take a snap pic. I'm straight, my nigga. I'm good. Thank you, though. Bye. Okay.
No, thanks.
To piggyback off what Nancy said, though, he was saying how, like, you know, now it's just like we've seen it all, so what else is there to do? Why the fuck not? That's why he's doing unfinished business, too, because he wanted to see this shit over again. She wants us to re-see it again. They brand
see, that's the that's the negative end of being the innovators or the people that started, you know what I'm saying? Because Smack and them, they are very much the forefront of battle rap. They like the core or like the little founders and shit almost, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, a lot of people aren't going to piggyback off of their concept of big names only. So when you got the king of the dot, you know what I'm saying? You got KOTD doing big name cards only, and then you got fucking Don't Flop doing these big names only, because they're unfortunately they are mirroring what they see, because that's what's more lucrative to them, and at the end of the day, they're running it like a business, not like a passion. So a lot of people, that's a gift and a curse for Smack Mem. They held it on really thick. I don't think that they expected us to look for growth like we're looking for now, and it's almost stagnant.
Oh, what the fuck? You thought we were just going to keep, you thought we were just going to be intrigued and it just stop being intrigued? Like, that's dumb.
Hey,
like,
we want to keep watching them same motherfucking battles.
Oh, CB said, King of the Dot does try to stick to that formula pretty good about having, like, one really good tier matchup and then having new talent on the undercard, like at, what was it, Massacre 2, they had Bang versus DNA. I didn't see that coming, even though Bang was trash. But they had Moneybag versus Pass. They had new talent that was there under that one huge matchup that everybody wanted to see. That is the type of – that's the type of thing I'm talking about. We need more of those where it's just like, we want to see this one matchup so bad. Now everything under is like, okay, and now you have people that can shine. Like Moneybag, pretty much 3-0 pass. Maybe the third round is debatable. But okay, you don't get a shot like that on a regular card or unless it's RBE. RBE is probably the only other card that will try and do something like that, where they'll try and get top name versus their new people. It's like you have people that are trying out the formula, but nobody's supporting it. Why? Because they want to see when URL is coming out with some Madness 6. They want to see when exactly. And that's just like now you get the disrespect to the lower leagues, and now the lower leagues don't care about nothing except getting on Smack. Why? Because nobody cares about nothing. Because
nobody cares about nothing else. Exactly. Nixie,
right.
give me 1 second. I'm going to need you for a second because I want to take these other calls. I lied. It's just like, lit the fuck up tonight.
It's lit. It is
It looks
lit.
Like Christmas right now. 484, you are online with Pam and Gina. Fuck
hey, what's
nice.
Up? It's the boy Roger from, you know, Mr. PA, Mr. I guess.
Hello.
I like URL, okay? Don't get it wrong. But to me, Smack, one of the things I see about URL, which I kind of don't like, Smack is promoting violence, if y'all get what I'm saying. Number
How
one.
Promoting violence?
Okay, with the 212 that just happened, with K-Shot, NWX versus K-Rock and, you know, gun titles. You know, there was some mishap that happened there, okay?
Right.
So, therefore, them two shouldn't be battling each other again.
That's not
y'all
that's
get
that's
what
not
I'm
true.
Saying.
True.
Okay.
He's not promoting violence because at the end of the day, when shit like that happens, he moves money. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that
right.
he wants things like that to happen because there's a real issue right now in New York City with venues where a lot of venues right now, they hear battle rap, they hear rap, and they're like, oh, no, we're good. And it's because of situations that happen with K-Rock and them why they don't want that type of situation at their venue. So I don't think Smack is, you know, promoting violence. I don't think I don't think that at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he wants niggas to fight at his event. That's money out his pocket, and that depreciates the value of his brand. And
Tony said that grudge matches are a big part of the culture. And secondly, they can return and not have like an actual physical altercation
because they can be grown men about it. They can be grown.
Yeah. I think that it was just the heat of the moment. And a lot of times you can react like knee jerk reaction, and then you calm down, you return, and you're able to hash it out verbally. And I don't think that is an issue.
Like
somebody
said,
it's not Smack's job to police these niggas. It's everybody is grown
these
here.
These are grown ass men. They are grown
these
men.
These are grown men.
They're gonna scrap
with grinders.
Yeah, they are grown. They're gonna know right from wrong. They don't need nobody to hold their hands across the street. So you don't need nobody to tell you to keep calm. It's battle rap. Relax. You want to fight?
Hey, that's how battle rap started. This is the passion was you standing in front of your opponent and you supposed to you. I want to know that you probably could really chop this nigga head off. Like you supposed to be. That's what it is. It fuels off that. What the fuck is the purpose of battle rapping? Battle rapping. What is a battle? It's like a war. Is this what you supposed to go for? Like it's you supposed to feel that tension. You supposed to feel like that heat in there like that. It's not supposed to be.
But what you're not supposed
fucking
to do. What you're not supposed to do is cross the line. Cause once you
yeah, you're just
line,
not supposed to violate enough
everybody.
To where they
want
to touch you. Like, but aside from
yeah,
what I'm saying,
you
got to get to
line,
a point where it's
everybody.
On the brink. It's a thin line between keeping it wrapped and then being like OD disrespectful and I might have to touch you. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at it. It's a war of words, and it is words. And a lot of times we have to grow past that mentality of just, like, fly off the handle off motherfuckers because they yapping. Because it'd be a lot of people that yap in general. And if you allow somebody's words to really trigger you like that, then you need to sit down and take a look at yourself. Like, that's just what that
seriously.
Is. Like, it's just rap is rap, my nigga. If you're not going to go and work. I know plenty of supervisors that get on people's nerves. God damn it. And I'm not going to just punch my supervisor in the face because he's steady talking to me and I know he's annoying me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a check. If you're really in it for a check, then you honestly got to let that shit roll off your back.
Seriously. Raj. Hello?
Right. I feel
funny?
Y'all.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I muted you back then. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I just, you know what I mean? I'm calling in to support y'all. You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and mute you so we can take the rest of these calls. 702-882, you own with Pam and Gina. Talk to us nice. Talk
Yo.
Nice to us.
What up?
What's happening?
Up? Yeah, man. It's Ike, man.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
how what's up, Pam? What's up, Gina?
Yep,
how y'all doing, man?
Oh, you sound like Barry Manilow. Okay. Hi.
Moving sexy. And it's moving.
Hey, you sound like you pour cement. Like, okay. Hey,
yo, y'all, man. Silly, man. How y'all doing?
You sound, ooh, hi. You want a call? Hello. Hello. How you
know what I talk, so let me hear you talk. What do you have to say about this situation?
So right now it seems like a lot of people are more concerned with what they can get out of the culture instead of actually being concerned with the culture itself. You feel what I'm saying? And that goes for both fans, a few league owners, and especially the battlers, you feel me? Like battlers, especially the really high tier and the legacy battlers like Mook. And you know what? I'm not mad at nobody trying to get their money. Get your money. But understand that the game ain't where you're at right now, where your price is at right now. I want it to get there eventually, but right now yeah, you know, you trying to break niggas. and yeah, we may not get that kind of return to justify that, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I leave that up to the bosses. The bosses, whether or not they want to take that risk. Also, the fans, you know what I'm saying, to some extent, ain't trying to really break the new niggas. So if you keep seeing vets, the same names keep being pulled on the cards, because that's the ones that the fans are willing to pay for. You feel what I'm saying? Especially when you got your regular marquee, your relevance, or any high profile card. So we are trying to, you know, come up with different solutions. Thankfully, you know, Born Legacy kind of addresses that, and the fact that it'll mix the way it's packaged kind of gets people anticipate. I'm really excited about seeing like names that ain't that high. You know what I'm saying? And still coming to enjoy the event. You feel me? And I'm really not trying to plug it just to plug it. That's the real reason behind it. You feel me? And until the fans give it more of a chance, and until the vet niggas kind of understand that, you know. But I don't think it's done.
Definitely
excited
for Born Legacy 3. Definitely excited for Born Legacy 3. I am ready to see Ponga. I'm ready to see Determination Ooh. Over Trust. I'm ready to see What that mean? That's what I'm ready to see. I don't forget that we have we have places to go see, to go eat and shit. Don't forget. I ain't forget.
Oh, for sure.
But, yo, I really, seriously, definitely,
I
really appreciate you. And appreciate
you
calling.
I appreciate y'all, too.
Stay on the line. Don't
hang up. No doubt.
So, no, I just want to go. First of all, I threw me off with that deep-ass voice. Like, I got to get it back to, like.
No, because I told him in person.
But it's like, on the phone, he can't call me after 1:30, because after 1:30, it's like, what? You said you were doing what? Right. Like, I gotta go to sleep for you. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me nice. All right. We're going to take the rest of these folks. 860, you're online with Pam and Gina. Talk to us nice. You got 2 minutes before you mute your ass. 860.
Not 2 minutes. You got like
865.
I don't think they realize they're on the phone.
They don't realize, and that's just too bad. Such a pity. Next, 917-754. You are online with Pam and Gina.
Hey, OJ, I want my fave. I'm my fave.
Whoa.
Boy, I beat your ass. You better don't hop on this phone acting crazy.
Who is this?
That's Dutch.
Dutch.
I think.
You already know.
You already know. A lot of shout outs and a lot of love, but I will still fuck you up. I want you to be completely aware of it.
It's all. I'm ready. Just remember, I throw my shoulders and shit. I'm heavy handed. Just know that. I want my way.
I'm heavy handed.
I'm
going to
get it.
Set your face. What's wrong with you?
I'm heavy handed.
All right.
I'm
I ain't got nothing. I ain't scared
hand.
Nothing but the Lord and taxes. What you talking about?
I'm backhanded. I'm heavy in the back. All that. What's up?
She is heavy in the back. Look, and I'm heavy handed. And I was punching your shit. What
it's all good. You got some kinks in there. I see the power where it's coming from. But just know, you know what I'm saying? I get down with mine. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So you're going to do
this. What
your take
now,
on
what you got to say?
Well, yeah, you've been listening. What's your take?
Well, about battle rap being dead, it's I kind of equate it to when people say hip-hop is dead, you know what I'm saying? But in the same turn, I started to analyze a little something, and battle rap is just an accelerated version of hip-hop, if you really think about it. So we're at a point where everything's transitioning because, let's be real, damn near all of the vets, all the matchups with the vets have been exhausted. You know what I'm saying? I mean, throughout whatever reason you want to put it toward, you know, whether it's check cashing or just the simple fact that there's not, like, a lot of vets that are active like they used to. So it's, like, it's starting to narrow down. So at this point, it's all about transitioning. And what that means is giving the newer guys a shot. It's not about clones, none of that. All the people that deserve a shot that's up and coming right now, that's what the vets need to do. And it's at that point where it's not about money. It's not really about money, because at the end of the day, the only people that could ask for that type of prices is the veterans. But at the same time, even though it's accelerated growth, like I said, we're not in a position to pay out those type of checks. You understand? Veterans want. You understand what I'm saying? And I saw a comment, shout out to Keitha, you know, in terms of the newer people right now that's coming in that's expecting those checks, you ain't going to get those checks because you haven't been there that long. You know what I'm saying? You thinking about the type of money that battle rap is, you need to sit down and reevaluate everything because talk to somebody. Ain't no real money in battle rap. You know, ain't no real money in battle rap. What you need to do
is
think about this
shit.
Ain't no real money in battle. What you need to do is swallow your pride and whatever sanitation is in your city, apply for that fucking job and have a regular job or something. UPS, Target,
My
Home
baby
Depot,
daddy.
Something.
My baby daddy says that all the time. There is no money in this shit. There ain't no real money. I'm not getting no real money in this shit. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Listen, okay. At the end of the day, like I said, it's like
if
it's like
if you ain't like clip, you know what I'm saying? Like clip the hollow, and there ain't no real bread in this.
If he wasn't doing this before 2008 or 2009, you ain't gonna see no real bread. These niggas been putting in money work since before 2009. You understand what I'm saying? So if you wasn't in the circuit and on those platforms, you're not gonna see that real money because they've been putting in work since that's 7 years of work. That nigga been putting in consistently to see those type of checks. You know what I'm saying? So whatever illusion that is being casted on y'all that you believing in, oh, niggas getting paid. Niggas ain't really getting paid like that except the top dudes. They earn their stripes, and they earn that. But in terms of everything else, money in battle rap. And one more thing. I want to touch on because y'all was talking about this before, about Unfinished Business 2, which is going to be crazy now because of Rum Nitty and Clips. And I'm not sure if it's...
Because Clips on here, now all of a sudden it's going to be crazy.
Potentially, going to be Tone Montana. I don't know if it's true, but there's a rumor going around. I don't know if it's true that Tone Montana and St. Mike. Those two added to the card. I think it's going to put
that
card.
Tone Montana and who?
St. Mike. Shout out to St. Mike.
Mm-hmm. I heard somebody.
If you don't know who St. Mike is, I suggest you YouTube him right now. Matter of fact, he just had a one-off with Anubis on the Redemption card on URL.
I just find it funny how all these Clip haters now think that fucking Unfinished Business 2 is going to be so popping out because Charlie Clips and Rum Nitty on the card. Like, all of a sudden now, the card is popping out. Y'all really some low-key haters. Y'all know y'all love y'all some Charlie. But y'all be fucking repressing that shit. Now all of a sudden the card going to be fire. We don't fuck with y'all.
That's
good. Mass and T-Top, Blizz Rothstein.
I don't think that is dependent on...
Rose Eye.
I don't think it's dependent on what's his name?
It's not dependent on anything, but at the same time, it makes the card more appealing. You know,
yeah,
also, a lot of people invested their money in coming in to the original date that was set in stone and we had to push it back, of course, due to some unforeseen circumstances. So it's a nice present for the folks that did buy the advance tickets. And, you know, it's a good PR move. For URL. Nah, it's dope. It's dope that they did that. But my point I wanted to say was y'all was talking about, you know, Nick, people fucking up the business and shit like that, you know, with emotions getting involved. We're all human at the end of the day, but we gotta understand that when you approach battle rap, you have to put on your business hat. Because at the end of the
day,
you go on that stage, you know what you're getting yourself into. And one thing, and I want to stress this for everybody, all battle rappers, when you step on that stage, especially at a certain level, I understand that you are a man first. But in the back of your mind, just understand that not only you are representing yourself, you're representing Smack. You're representing a brand, my nigga. So if any actions that is detrimental to the brand and could fuck up the money, just know that you gotta wear that coat. You understand? And my thing is this, don't fuck up the money. In life, if you're from the street, the one thing you don't do, my nigga, is don't fuck up the money. Don't fuck up the count. Don't fuck up the work. Don't fuck up the money. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the mentality that you have to bring on that stage. Besides battle rap and memorizing your rounds and everything like that, memorizing your rounds, don't fuck up the money.
That's
you're so
fuck
annoying.
You sound
that.
Like that.
Shut up.
You don't sound like your father.
Preach. My nigga over here like, preach.
Don't fuck up the money. I thought you had to pass out ties and offering. Like, just say, don't fuck up the money. Don't fuck up
the money.
Amen.
You know what happens is that. And that goes for any other platform. You understand what I'm saying? It don't matter because you are, especially New York City. Matter of fact, especially in hip-hop regardless. You know, because we all get a bad light if something go down in any city. It all makes us bad. Oh, you know, oh, the hip-hop stuff, you know, or violence and stuff like that. It gets a bad rap regardless. So as any type of brand, especially for, you know what I mean, if you love the culture so much, that goes for all platforms. Don't fuck up their brand. Don't fuck up their money, because they love this culture. And then, like I said, there's no real money in battle rap. So they're doing it really
all right,
off the
own. Amen, Pastor. Wrap it up.
That's it. Don't fuck up the money. That's my last message. Don't fuck up the money. You know what I'm saying? And battle rap ain't
cool.
Dead.
It's your old ass. Okay. I'm still looking you up when I see you. I got to mute you for a second because I got to let
you go. I'm going to see your ass from Houston to Austin. Don't play with me, Jay.
My nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm going to see you to the top, to the bottom. I don't give a fuck what you talking about, son. You can see me when you see me. Fuck out of here.
It is. It
I'll
is.
Let you say something. You said you something. You said it in front of me for real. Like, I'm really going to beat your ass. You really think I'm playing. I'm really with the shit, fam. I be nice to y'all niggas. Because I be trying to, you know what I'm saying, stay cute and shit. But fuck all that. I'm going to put my shit in a bun and I'm going to slap the shit out you.
Hey, like Ross said, hey, yo, take this walk with me.
That, you muted. 757-776, you are on live with Pam and Gina. Please speak your piece. Talk, what they say, talk nice to me. Is that what y'all say, Nico? Talk nice.
What's good?
Hey, honey.
This ass.
Honey. Oh,
we know
shit.
Who it is. I mean, I know
oh,
who
hey.
It is.
Hey.
Okay, then.
Oh,
what's
hey.
Happening?
Hello. How you doing?
What's going on? How you doing? How you doing?
You
certainly
can abuse. Somebody said you. We don't have a grudge match between you and Big K or no, because he definitely was, he said your name like a few times between him and,
Nah, dude. Hey, it's for the cameras, man. That's a swell guy. He's a good guy. That was just for
he's
the
a
battle.
Good guy.
But yeah, he's a swell
he
guy.
He said you pussy.
That
he
was
said you was pussy. I heard him say it.
I know.
He said
he's
it.
Supposed to say that for the cameras. You know, we those conversations are always different when we see each other. So, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Always,
well, you
always.
Didn't have to say about battle rap is because you did make a post earlier, and you said they just need to get out the way if they feel like that.
Yeah, this shit, like, everybody keep complaining. This shit is dying. It's dead. Well, goddamn. Get the fuck out of the way, man. I'm trying to get my shit off. Like, seriously, I'm hungry. I want to be mentioned with the top niggas. So
this
anybody that come in my way, I'm trying to kill them.
Well,
like,
you're well on
huh?
your way, boo-boo. You're well on your way, boo-boo. I don't know if nobody told you this.
Yeah.
You're well on your
like,
way,
boo-boo. It's just a passion, man. There's a lot of niggas that are still hungry, man. And, you know, and everybody say it's not a lot of money in battle rap. Okay, that's cool. But it's opportunities to make
yes.
There's other doors that you can do with your brain.
Money.
You can take your brain to
different
levels. You know what?
That's so funny
levels,
that you know said that. Keitha said that earlier. So shout out to Keitha because she's another one of the beautiful women that is a fan of battle rap that knows she's talking about. She said they are money hungry for a reason. She feels they shouldn't get paid as much as they do. She said that if they're looking at it to live off battle rap instead of using it as a platform to do something else greater in life, then they're fucking up. They fucking up when y'all don't use it as an opportunity. They think it's a get-rich
quick. Yeah, see,
thing.
That's
my nigga,
what it is.
Not a
like, niggas ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't trying to put their hands on another word. And they just trying to rely just off that shit. That's why it's a problem now. And a lot of these niggas' music suck. Like, their music be on some homeless butt shit. So a lot of these niggas got to do goddamn battle rap. Because I be listening. And that
yes,
shit weak.
Okay.
So it ain't there. It ain't going there.
You ain't never
so,
lied.
You know,
you
niggas,
ain't never
niggas
lied.
Fucked up with it. But a lot of these niggas, when they cry, it's dead. It's because they want attention. They want plates. That's just them saying, yo, man, I want to get on the cards. You know what I'm saying? I want to be relevant again. I want, you know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to watch these new niggas that's continuously putting on classics and shit like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about none of them, to be honest
like
with
that.
You. Like, I got my...
Like
you know what I mean? These niggas just want attention, man. You know what I mean? If it, you know what I mean? I don't feed into it. Because the same niggas that's saying that it's dead are on the next up-and-coming cards. So how dead is it? Why you keep participating?
See, they participate because they're getting paid to participate. That's why.
They yeah, but they ain't getting rich off this shit. Like I don't never count on the pockets. But.
I agree. I don't understand it either. I agree. Nobody's getting.
If it's something I don't fuck with, I don't fuck with it. It's just that simple. Like you know what I'm saying? Like of course they getting paid, but it's a lot of vets that can step away from the scene and the shit can still keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
From our
it's
class to the class before
bill.
Us. Like it's certain niggas. Like every nigga that's been on like. I only watch URL. I'm going to just keep the whole thing. I only watch URL shit. I don't watch too much other shit. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of niggas that's been top tier niggas. If they step away now, it's a new nigga that can fill a spot. You know what I'm saying? Like with no bullshit, though. Like a nigga that's nice enough to fill a spot. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, we gonna make an example. Who could replace Verb? Because Verb the one saying battle rap science. Of the new niggas that's out, let's say your class, who can replace Verb easily and we won't miss Verb?
Mike P.
I won't miss Verb regardless.
I think Mike P would actually replace Verb nicely.
Mike P has a listen. Don't get me wrong. You need niggas like Verb around because that's the funny guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's funny.
But the thing is, if you remember when Verb first was out and he was first like really hungry and he was putting on his whole little handle was Captain Marketable. Mike P is very marketable. I will say that he markets himself very well. So that is a very nice choice. Ab, you might know some shit.
I can give you several examples of niggas that can give us two more.
Name me a vet
that you think can step away and I'll tell you somebody that can take their spot up and coming.
Big T, he can go. I see he on another card coming. Big T.
Mhm. Like is that a spot worth filling? right now, because you know we ain't seen on this shit in a minute. So.
Okay, so let's say we don't give you names. Let's say we don't give you like tier names.
Okay. How about this?
Who you want to replace niggas with?
You got niggas like Chess. That's the future of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Chess is the future of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Briz and them top Mike P, Jerry West. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got me, Briz, myself. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to throw my name in hat, but then you still got other hungry niggas like Fettuccine 20.
You have to put yourself in there. Like, what are you saying?
Briz.
I didn't want to put myself in. What
Briz,
you mean?
I
Why
see?
You say no Briz? Why you say
you,
no Briz?
You said Briz. Who said Briz?
This nigga said Briz.
How can you not like Briz? And Tech N9ne had a fan base. You trying to tell me Briz couldn't be.
Which Briz are you talking about?
Y'all bugging. Don't talk to you. Listen, I'm not going to let y'all insult the case. I will not disrespect the case. Come on, man. I'm not going to let y'all do that. Look, y'all talking a little too much. You was naming everybody else. You was naming Mike P, Jerry West, and all that.
You made my son go with that Briz. Nah, boy.
Why you say what you mean? He got to keep Briz close. Don't be because he is part of your little circle.
Don't be biased.
Don't be biased. That nigga got to scramble
no
like
circle,
some
man.
Eggs. Nah, he got to scramble. He got to scramble like some eggs. He got to go. He got to go.
So why y'all name Big T? He can go.
We said to replace him.
Why y'all named Big T then? That should have been the last. We said for him to go. But that's a free spot. That's a free spot on the bingo sheet. Why would that be a free spot for Briz? He the free spot on the bingo sheet, Big T, man.
Nah, Briz, he had his number,
but we ain't seen T on this shit in a minute. My nigga Briz get busy, man.
Briz,
well, God bless. You said you are loyal, Ab. You are loyal. You sound like me, Ab. You're not going to do that.
I love you, but you're crazy.
But listen,
I love
you, though. So Tech N9ne, listen, Tech N9ne had a fan base, correct?
Yes.
Right.
So I'm saying here. You don't see what I'm getting at.
But Tech N9ne not here, so Briz ain't replacing Tech N9ne shit.
But I'm saying, y'all saying, when I say Briz, y'all act like I said the worst shit in the world or something, man.
I'm just saying, once you spill off, like, the names that you spill off was the people that's at the front of your brain, I don't think he should have been the first one of the people at the front of your brain. That's what I'm saying.
He gotta go. But anyway, this shit ain't dead.
We love you.
We do love you, but Briz got. It's not dead. I agree with you. I don't think it's dead. I just think that we just gotta move out move out the damn way. A lot of the vets and a lot of the bullshit is
battle rap is overcrowded because a lot of these league owners are allowing anybody to run up to them like, hey, I can rap. Okay, you on the card. If niggas stop that shit, then it'll be, you know what I'm saying, it'll be less crowded.
I
know the niggas deserve their shots, but goddamn, everybody that run up to you like, hey, I can battle, next thing you know, they on the card. That shit got to stop, too. And the fans, man, the fans got to stop. The fans got to do their part, too, with making sure the fresh faces are getting mentioned more. You know what I'm saying? Making sure niggas is getting love. Don't keep mentioning these old niggas that ain't, if these niggas ain't coming with three solid rounds or you ain't seen these niggas battling 8 months, fuck them.
A lot of fans are holding on to the old names, and a lot of the old niggas is holding on to their old fame. So, unfortunately,
That's why we
it's
need
time
to do
for a clean up, man. It's time to clean house.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's why we need a campaign. We need a campaign that rookies versus vets too, shit, yo. Straight like that. We definitely need to campaign that shit.
But that don't mean that. I think it needs to be like a battle. Like you jump off the fucking top of the roof, you lose, which AKA means sit your ass down. Not literally, asshole.
No.
You need to just hang it up. If you get beat by a rookie, I just think that as a vet, you should just say, all right.
But see, they're going to want us to hang it up. And if one of the up and coming.
No. I think it would be different stipulations on the other end for rookies because y'all are the quota, and I'm using air quotes here, so I'm using rookies very loosely. Rookies.
Okay.
If y'all lose, I don't think that I just think that y'all should go back to the drawing board. But vets should already know how to fucking win the shit. Like, they're supposed to be in it for, they vet for a reason. And
how many of these vets do you think still got it? How many of these vets do y'all think still got it? Capable of going in and putting together three solid classical rounds with some up and coming?
I don't know, because I think I'm fat all of that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, it's certain niggas that the people going to want to go, they going to go fucking crazy for their shit anyway just because of who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say Conceited came back
right now.
Nope, you better take his ass on Wildin' Out with his jokey ass.
But if he came back right now and was to battle somebody like Nitty, who would win that battle?
Like who?
Like Rump. Let's say Rump.
Not for us. Don't ask us. We not the biased set of fans. I mean, for one or two battlers. I mean, I'm biased for JC. She biased for Cliff, honestly. But aside from that, hell no. We know for a fact that he would lose real easy, quickly, fast, not even blinking.
Okay, I respect it, man. You gotta check that bias shit out. Because I'm gonna see both of them niggas y'all biased for. They gotta see me one of these days.
I'm that type of nigga.
You know I love you.
I don't know if
you're
ready for JC.
I'm
gonna say that.
And I want you to say, look, I want you to stand right there with it. If it happens, I want you to stand right there with it. I ain't got no bars there.
I ain't got no bars.
I promise you.
I'm going to be clapping in your face, and I don't know if I'm going to be using my hands. Just know I'm going to be standing right there clapping.
Jay, you know where you're standing. Me and JD, you know where you're standing. We've already covered this shit.
I'm standing in the middle. That's not fair for you to even put me in such a predicament like that. I don't even want to be present, to be quite honest. I catch you.
I'm
going to
clip your ass first chance I get.
Well, we really appreciate you calling. We're going to do like a quick recap of the RVE card real quick, but we definitely appreciate it. You need to call more often. You need to call in every week.
I got you. Damn.
Yeah.
All
you need
right.
to make it a habit. Yeah, no, make it a habit. Then call in every week, all right? Thank you.
Right. I'm allotting them.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, you do that.
make it a habit.
I got you.
I want to do the best recap of this card that I will ever. This is the best. This is about to be the best recap I've ever
done. Prediction?
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. Whatever. I'm tired. I'm late at night. Shut up. I'm thinking about beef cake right now. Leave me alone. All right. I'm about to do the best prediction I've ever done because this RVE card is like the best card ever. It's way better than that unfinished business bullshit. I'm definitely going to be at RVE this essay. I'm going to be at RVE. Everybody's going to be deciding whether to go to Snack or RVE. Nico will be at RVE because my personal favorites are on this card. So I will definitely be at RVE. I got the card up right now, Jay, so I'm just going to run it off, and then we could just go in order.
I'm looking at it, too, so go ahead.
Okay. So the first one I see is Big K versus Show Off. Show Off is a trap veteran. Big K is cool. I just haven't seen Show Off in a long time in person, and I'm really excited to see him. I haven't seen Show Off since September of last year, me personally. So, was it September? I think, yeah. So I'm really excited to see what Show Off is about to bring. I think he's going to snap Big K's neck in half, and I'm calling it a real easy, I'm calling it 2-1, maybe a 3-0. 2-1. I say 2-1. Might be 3-0, though, but I say 2-1.
But who, in favor of who you say?
In favor of Show Off, 2-1. Yeah,
I'm going to have to go against that. I'm going to have to say Big K, 2-1. It won't be a 3-0. I'm going to say Big K.
You fucking crazy.
Daylight and Jay Murda.
Jay Murda. I'm not even, Daylight can get
Is that your honest opinion?
I'm going to tell you why it's a biased opinion. It's a biased opinion for two reasons. Because I'm not a fan of Daylight and because Jay Murda is that bigger. So, yeah, it's biased. Very biased. So, I think that Jay Murda has this uncanny ability to freestyle so well. I don't even know what would be better, his writings or his freestyles. Like, that nigga's a talented ass nigga. I'm waiting for that nigga to get on Snap. I got Jay Murda 2-1, maybe. Not a 3-0, but I'll get 2-1.
Okay, because it's always just really iffy for me. Because
they like
2-1. I'm going to say 2-1 either way. I can't really call that bad. I'm going to say 2-1 either way for that one.
I got 2-1 Jay Murda. Sirius Jones and Jim.
I'm going to go Jim 3-0.
I'm
going to say 3-0. You said who 3-0?
Sirius Jones. I'm going with Jim 3-0. Sirius Jones just got bodied by T.Y., okay? And I don't feel like he's taking this shit seriously, okay? I think Jim's is really good. I think he's good. But I definitely see Jim beating Sirius Jones. And I fucking used to love Sirius Jones, for real. But I see this
man. I heard he cut his hair. He give out good fades and shit, so shout out to him.
Fuck that. I see Jim's 3-0. Nobody but 3-0.
Okay. Official and QB.
Official 3-0.
I think official. I think so as well. QB going to be trying to
get around. Yeah, QB won't be able to get around. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's going to be a vibe. Because it's not going to be a vibe. You think so?
No, I don't think so. I just think that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Too much for her.
Yeah, but definitely official gonna wrap her ass up real quick.
Oh,
and then
he has a hot dog.
Huh?
JC versus Mr. Mill.
Oh. Now you know I'm rocking with
JC. I got JC 2-1. Mr. Mill is
good. Though Mr. Mills is from my hometown. Shout out to the 219 Gary, Indiana Midwest stand up. That's love right there. But JC is JC, and I'm gonna have to give
JC
it 2-1 JC. JC is JC, so we're going to definitely say 2-1 JC. We gave predictions already. We gave predictions a couple weeks ago for Unfinished Business 2 before it got canceled because of all the hip-hop drama with the violence and shit. But they did add Rum Nitty versus Clips, so we can give y'all predictions on that. And I'm going to say Rum Nitty. 2-1.
Fuck, I need to give a prediction for...
We know you picking Clips. Rum Nitty 2-1. And that's shout out to URL and the War Report and all those great people over there at URL. I will not be in New York at all, so I won't be at either event. However, since the pay per view is available for RBE, I will be purchasing the pay per view for RBE. So I will be watching.
Man, I got
that.
Clips 2-1. That's the motherfucking goal. Bam.
No, that's a lie.
Who got a problem?
And then we both watched Ted Ice and Big K. First of all, shout out to King of the Dot for the production on that shit is nice. I'm going to say from immaculate top to bottom, very nice. Whoever did their production, their visual for their song at the end, that Let Me In song, hey, my nigga, y'all lit. Whoever did it is, you know what, y'all the dope. However, I'm going to say Big K took that battle. I did like Head Ice in that battle. I'm not going at all. He was super, super dope to me. However, I still had Big K edging it, and that's just the gist of it for me. That's for me.
Yes, I definitely had Big K taking that. I like how I had Ice with Wiggins, but I gave it to definitely gave it to Big K. Is that it? Is he done? We wrapping up this shit? We plugging it up? Plugging it. Maybe right. All right, so I'm going to plug it up real quick.
Go ahead.
My plug is going to be a little longer tonight, so I'm going to try and get it as cute as possible. You guys can follow me on Twitter at MSFAVDarkskin on Twitter. On Instagram, I am Nicebook Nico, and on Facebook, I'm Nico Nicole. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter. We have Pam, BR Pam and Gina. Pam and Gina. Or Pam and Gina. Just search Pam and Gina on fucking Twitter. You'll find us. Same thing for Instagram. You'll fucking find us. And then, gotta plug this in real quick. Also, make sure you know my daily. Make sure you follow the Trap on everything, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the Trap New York. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page, the Trap New York. We are the Trap _ New York on everything, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So make sure you follow. And also, we got a card coming up this Sunday, the showdown. It's this Sunday, the 26th. Starts at 7 p.m. If you need more information, hit my Facebook. And also, Thursday, July 28th, we're going to be in fucking Pennsylvania. Don Dalla from the Trap is going to be battling DNA. And then we got Wes Craig, who's also from the Trap, is going to be battling Ty Law. Niggas talking about we not making no moves. The fuck? We going to be in out of town, Pennsylvania, July 28th. If you need more information, let it know. Oh, and also, Jim's going to be battling Ines. The Trap is just fucking his card up. Jim's going to be battling Ines. So, yeah, that's July 28th. That's going to be in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry?
Okay. I love your plugs. You plugged us already, so I just got to plug my own personal thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I plugged the fuck up out of it. My bad. I plugged the fuck up out of it. Sorry. I'm done now.
Okay. So you can follow, like she said, follow our Twitter and our Facebook page, which is Pam and Gina Butt. It's spelled out, I guess. So Pam _and_ Gina on Twitter, and then Pam and Gina on Facebook. You can like it. We do post there. We're also posting in some of the battle rap groups. I left a lot of them because they was turning into freak body groups, and I ain't trying to see vagina and titties all damn day. I'm sorry. Anyway, follow my personal, my Twitter and Instagram, which is BKA_Jaquece. That's BKA_JAQUECE. You can follow me on Facebook or friend me. I got some room because I got rid of some insensitive dickheads. At Jaquece J. Please, by all means, y'all hit us up. Let us know what y'all want to talk about. We like to have topics. We don't want to just be talking bullshit all the time. We like to have some type of center focus. Today marks 6 years. I lost my big brother. So, no battle rap is the center around all the time. Gun violence is not the thing. So, rest in power, El Juwan. I love you always and always, forever, my brother's keeper. Everybody be blessed. We are here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can always call 773-897-6224. If you ever want to speak your piece, you just press 1. We like to take all our callers as best as possible. We was a little lit tonight, so if we didn't get to you, I apologize. We have some other things we have to take care of. We might discuss coming back more than just once a week, but I don't know if y'all can really handle it because we kind of like a big deal or whatever. So I appreciate everybody for calling Nico. I love everybody. And Battle Rap is not dead, not yet. It's just you got to move it around. Everybody be blessed and have a good night.